Mr. President, just 5 weeks before the big election, what are your biggest concerns? What's your biggest fear today?
Oh, I don't think you can be in a campaign without, when you get down here to the October stretch, without wondering, is there something that's going unexpected that is going to happen and too late for you to counter it? And so you just go on thinking about that every night and waking up in the morning and going back to the campaign.
If you were managing the Democratic presidential campaign at this point, 5 weeks before the big election day, what would you be doing with these days?
If I were managing the Democratic campaign, I'm not going to answer that because I might say something that would give them an idea.
What do you think? What do you think? What if you were in charge, looking at the polls the way they stand now, the situation that's happening with them, kind of hoping that you're going to run across some kind of stumbling block at the last minute, what would be your advice?
Well, I don't think it would be the advice that perhaps they're getting right now that is making them take the low road and launching attacks. I've always believed that you campaign better on what you intend to do and what you believe should be done rather than attacking the opponent and with a number of unsubstantiated charges.
A lot of the Democrats had thought that maybe the Salida situation with Ray Donovan might be that stumbling block. Do you think it is?
Well, I hope not. I've always believed the people are fair, and we believe in this land that you're innocent until you are proven guilty, and unless you're proven guilty. And this is just an indictment, and frankly, I have personal confidence in his integrity, and I know that there were some allegations and charges that were brought against him earlier in the administration. And they all turned out to be completely specious, and there was no truth in them at all, and he was completely cleared. So maybe this will turn out to be another one, but I feel now that it is in the courts, I can't comment.
Can you comment on this? Do you think that this is possibly a Democratic dirty trick, not to use a buzzword, but what do you think?
Well, again, with it in the courts and involving a prosecutor and the grand jury, I don't think I should comment on that either.
Even given the timing?
What?
Even given the timing and given that this is the first time that a sitting cabinet member has been indicted.
I know the timing does raise some eyebrows, but I won't comment.
All right. Let me ask you about what's being called your Teflon presidency. They say that nothing sticks to Ronald Reagan, no matter what negative events take place in your administration. For some reason, they don't seem to reflect negatively on you. Why do you think that is?
Well, maybe because there isn't anything to stick in the sense of what they're referring to. Again, they're referring back to not just this case we were just discussing, but a number of other charges that have been made one after the other, as if they picked out some member of my administration, and then when they couldn't get that person, they picked out another one. And every time it turned out that the accusations were unfounded. And then, of course, I suspect that many of those, because they came from political opponents, were politically motivated. And then when it didn't stick to the people they were charging, knowing that I was probably the ultimate target, and that getting at me through finding people in my administration that they thought they could slander in some way, I guess it didn't stick because their charges weren't true.
Some people think it's something about your personality.
Well, I wouldn't be able to answer that. In fact, I'd be self-conscious trying.
A couple local questions here. NASA means jobs to Houston, and there's been some talk about moving the command station away.
There is no move of think this, that Houston will be the center for now the program of a space station, and it's possible that there will be more activity from the Cape, that the Cape and Houston will both share in the shuttle.
But people here shouldn't panic worry about losing a lot of jobs.
Houston is, in that area, is pretty permanent.
One quick question about immigration. The Simpson-Mazzoli bill obviously is a big question here. We're right at Mexico. What is your basic thinking about that? We've heard you kind of go one way or the other. You welcomed 1,500 new citizens in one day, and in that same day you said we better watch out about an onslaught of refugees if things don't go well in Central America. What are your basic feelings about immigration and that whole problem and situation?
Well, there's no question but that this country has lost control of its borders, and no country can stand that for long. And I think the Simpson bill, the Simpson-Mazzoli bill, was a fine bill, and one that had compassion for those who have lived here for quite some time, and yet whose original entry was illegal, that we would grant them amnesty and give them residence here and open the door for citizenship for so many people, and try to set reasonable goals for further immigration to this country. We've always been a shelter where people can come from other lands, and we don't want to shut that door completely, close our gates. The bill was good. I do think that what happened in the House were some amendments added that just didn't make sense. And it's been in conference now with them trying to resolve the differences over those amendments, not over the principal bill. And I'm afraid maybe they're going to make it impossible for the original bill to come to the floor of Congress or to come to me for signature.
But Mr. Speaks, being gracious enough to let me ask you one last question. No incumbent president has actually won a debate in recent history. Are you concerned about that?
No, I think that any time you debate, you are a little uptight. It's like out there on the field waiting for the kickoff, at the start of the game. But I also believe in the principle of debate, and there was just no way that I would say no to debating. I recognize that the incumbent does give the challenger an opportunity that otherwise would not be there.
But you feel confident that you're the debater that you were 4 years ago?
Well, I'm going to try to be.
Mr. President, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.